بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. الله تبارك وتعالى سيزنا القرآن إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. Verily we have revealed the remembrance, i.e. the Quran, and we shall preserve it. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, Allah promises to preserve the Quran. And Allah عز وجل says, بل هي آيات بينات في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم. Allah says that these verses, the verses of the Quran, they are verses that are clear in the chests of those who possess knowledge. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. That certainly we have made the Quran easy to learn, easy to memorize, easy to memorize, learn it. Who is going to do that? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made the Quran easy to memorize. What are some tips that we can follow that can help us learn the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla and memorize the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla? The first, it is sincerity, ikhlas. Every single act of worship, it requires sincerity in order for it to have barakah and in order for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to accept it. Because memorizing the Quran, it's an act of worship. And without sincerity, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will not accept it. That you are doing this sincerely to seek the pleasure of Allah. You're doing it for Allah, for the reward of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If you do that, Allah Jalla wa Ala will gift you the Quran. Allah will enable you to learn the Quran. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will make it easier for you to learn the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he says, إنما يحفظ الرجل على قدر نيته, that an individual memorizes based on his intention. The more sincere you are, the more you memorize, the more Allah will enable you to memorize the book, his book. Because Allah grants you the book. Allah is the one who gifts this book to those He chooses from His slaves. Because Allah says, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, that then we have allowed to inherit the book, i.e. the Quran. Those that we have chosen from our slaves, Allah chooses the people of the Quran. So sincerity is number one. The second method and tip that we need, right? People, they always ask, is there any secret to memorizing the Quran? I tell them there is no secret except repetition. It's no secret. The more you repeat it, the stronger your memorization will be. Surah Al-Fatiha, for instance, we recite it every single day, at least 17 times. Do we ever forget Surah Al-Fatiha? Do we ever make a mistake in Surah Al-Fatiha? Why don't we make a mistake in Surah Al-Fatiha? Why don't we forget it? Why do we find it so easy to recite? Because we repeat it so often, it's become second nature to us. Surah Al-Fatiha is not easier than any other chapter in the Quran. It's all about repetition. The more you repeat it, the easier the Quran will be for you. The more you memorize the Quran. Repeating it. As much as you need to repeat it. The more you repeat, the stronger your memorization will be. Simple. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said, تَعَاهَدُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Stick to the Quran. Constantly recite it. Constantly repeat it. Why? Because if you don't, he says, فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُوَ أَشَدُّ تَفَلُّتًا مِنَ الْإِبْنِ فِي عُقُلِهَا, that I swear by the one my soul is in his hand, that it is easier to flee from you, just like when you untie the camel, it runs away. That's how fast you lose the Quran if you don't stick to it. You constantly repeat it and recite it. Thirdly, it is, ayyuhal kiram, that you surround yourself with those who learn the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. People who memorize the Quran, you accompany them, you befriend them, so that that motivates you to constantly recite the Quran, memorize the Quran, you listen to each other, you're competing in memorizing the book of Allah Azza wa Jal to finish the memorization of the Quran, and so on. Fourthly, it is to have a teacher that you recite to, because a teacher is essential on your journey. Without a teacher, you will not be able to learn the Quran correctly. You cannot learn the Quran by yourself. You must have a teacher. The Quran, it is taken through talaqi, transmission, from a teacher to student, and a student passes on to his students, and so on. That's the way the Quran is. All the way from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salam taught the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, he taught the Sahaba, and the Sahaba taught the Tabi'een, and it came all the way down to us. That's how the Quran is. Because there's certain things in the Quran that you don't even hear. It's about the way you move your lips. And that is something that only a teacher can teach you. Like al-Ishmam, for instance, and so on. The next tip, it is a dua, and this is perhaps one of the most important ones after sincerity, that you ask Allah to help you learn the Quran. You ask Allah to teach you the Qur'an. You ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to make it easier for you to learn the Qur'an. You constantly call upon Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala because Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the Qur'an, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبَ لَكُمْ. Your Lord says, call upon me, I will definitely respond to you. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala promises that when you ask Him, He's going to grant you what you ask for. Ask Him, call upon Him, request from Him this great blessing, this great gift of the Qur'an, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will gift you it, inshaAllah Ta'ala. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make us from those who learn the Qur'an and live upon the Qur'an so that we can be from the people of the Qur'an.